Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We saw the hometown hero Sami Zayn arrive at Raw. Then we saw the new World Heavyweight Champion Damian Priest arrive at Raw. Then Cody was shown in the arena before the fans were allowed in. We saw Jey Uso just being the coolest man ever. I kind of stood there waiting for my man to walk into Raw. It didn't happen. Mostly because she's dead. Also, hello, my friends, and welcome to another Ups and Downs for Monday Night Raw with me, Simon Miller, the Bored Idiot. And yes, I'm in some weird bedroom because, as I keep telling you, I'm touring the East Coast at the moment with the Last Match musical, as stupid as that sounds. But if you would like a ticket and you would like to come say hello, you can do that. But the finger of power told me that the train of ups and downs can never stop. That made no sense. Let's get the good bits and up. The bad bits are down. When we kicked off Raw, we had some rubbish news. That had been rumoured throughout the day. He's apparently joined the ball with Liv Morgan last week, Rhea Ripley, and got properly injured. Although, as you may remember, when she was leading into her WrestleMania match with Becky Lynch, she also had something wrong with her wrist. So maybe everything just came together and it did implode, but she did walk to the ring, she got a microphone, and she went, "Yep, I have to vacate the title." And I actually thought to myself, well, it's actually one of the worst things that could have happened. Also goes to show that she is one tough mother, I suppose I should say tough mammy. And it is kind of interesting that Roman Reigns is allowed to hold a championship for 72,000 million years, but Rhea couldn't even hold it on for a few months. But that does lead me to believe that even though she did retain at WrestleMania, she was probably about to lose the thing. And I did predict that here on Ups and Downs. Not that I'm clever. I mean, nine times out of ten, I get it wrong. The crowd also started chatting bullshit, which the USA Network had to bleep, which made me laugh. And I tell you this, Rhea, despite everything, was so good, because she wasn't doing her boo-hoo promo. She was so pissed off, and she was so mad, and she looked right into the camera like I'm doing now, and she said, "You know what? When I come back, there's gonna be revenge." At one point, she even looked like the coolest demon ever, and I didn't even know what that means either, where she was all like, "When I do return to this show, if somebody is holding my title, which they will do, they are gonna be killed." Also, I think you mentioned the police would have to get involved, so bring it down. She told us, there's the crime counter. Liv then actually did arrive on the scene, like she was trying to try and finish this off, and we'll get back to that later, but Adam Pearce did calm them down. And look, there's no up or down for this. This is proper serious life stuff, and it does make me sad in my tum-tum. And mostly, I want to take all the positive energy and send it Rhea Ripley's way. I hope she's able to come back in like John Cena time, because Raw is better with the nightmare on it. We then cut and saw a silhouette of Sheamus after this. It made me laugh, because I am a bald buffoon. We haven't seen him in months. The first thing we do see is his shadow. We also had this amazing backstage bit with Rhea, who did say goodbye to Judgment Day, and they all hugged. And this is why I like this group so much. Even though they are a bunch of assholes, when they are together, they have proper love and they have a proper bond. Once again, Rhea will be missed from the show. It does kind of feel like Damian Priest is going to take over the leadership. I don't know if that's going to work out. I don't know why I looked at my watch. Thankfully, though, we did a 180 here, because all my dreams did come true, because Sheamus came to the ring and he had his old entrance theme. So I was doing a jig, obviously. You know the deal, too many limes. He was also taking on IFAR for the Viking Raiders, so we kept this nice and simple, because it was big men slapping man me. And the whole idea is that Mr. Irish Curse just wanted to hit the 10 beats. So do you know what he did to set up to that? He went to the top rope and he hit Ivar with an avalanche white noise. And he grabbed him and went, "Rah." This is what I remembered. Oh yeah, Sheamus is really good. Ivar also went for a springboard at one point because he's an absolutely crazy tamale. When Sheamus kneed him right in the face. He then kneed him again where he absolutely broke this Viking's head off and he pinned him for the 1-2-3. And the best part about this is every single fan in this Montreal building treated Sheamus like he was a king. And I've said this once, I've said it time and time again. He is an underappreciated gem So I hope on this run, we do send him all the love. I mean, he's just a damn good wrestler. He is getting it up. And then just had the best video for the Intercontinental title and Sami Zayn. And it put both over like they were the most important things in the world. So this is awesome as well. Even though Gunther isn't holding that championship anymore, WWE is still telling you, hey, we think this is important. So do you know what we do as idiots? We think it's important too. When I laughed to get after this, because Triple H made his way to the ring, I was like, bro, you can't get enough. Adam Pearce was with him as well. And of course, the big reason was is they wanted to mix up some championships when they invited out the brand new tag team champions. So here came R-Truth and The Miz. They also just got the best reaction. I don't care what the internet says. R-Truth does deserve this. And the whole point was to say to them, oh, hi, we've got special brand new tag team titles, so you don't have to wear those penny ones anymore. And as always, Truth just made me laugh. Because one, he thought this was some kind of magic, and that he was Freddie Mercury. And two, he thought Triple H was Tommaso Ciampa. So I'm just giving him a round of applause. He makes me happy. Miz then explained the situation in French because he wanted an easy pop. By this point, Hunter was like, I can't deal with this. So he left the ring. But Adam Pearce was like, well, we just have introduced brand new belts, so we need to set up new number one contenders. This whole segment was bonk. It also meant that it was DIY versus the New Day versus the Creeds. I can't lie. It's a bit like, how did the Creed sneak in there? But they did. We do also need to point out that there was a QR code during the New Day's entrance. And if you do scan it, well, you just got a bunch of baloney. But I tell you, this has to be leading to the return of Bo Dallas and maybe his new crew. And I hope we do that. Given recent history, well, it would just be pretty damn cool. Of course, when it came to the match as well, it was just one big, ah, because that's what the Creeds do to my brain. But at one point, when Tommaso Ciampa got the 1-2 ooh after Project Ciampa, do you know what the fans did? They chanted Triple H. So that is the end of that guy's career. Xavier Woods then took him out with a tornado DDT when he saw Johnny Gargano and smashed him with a lariat. When he looked at Brutus, he was like, hey, I don't like your neck. So he tried to break it. New Day also then threw Ciampa into rear of the ring post, but Julius Creed had been watching this, and he got in there, and he turned on his suplex switch. And I tell you, he just did this to everyone. I know that he does this in every single match, but I watch it and I think to myself, how the fuck does he do it? The man is totally crazy. The Creed then tried to pin everybody, sometimes simultaneously. But when that failed, they went for the Brutus Ball. And the New Day decided, well, we don't want you to do the Brutus Ball. So they hit all the finishers. When they went for the pins, when DIY saw this, they smashed Kofi and Xavier with the meat in the middle. It meant everybody was down. So DIY got the pin. Damn it, they are your brand new number one contender. So this was just super duper fun. And we are doing the tag match next week. Given that it is The Miz and R-Truth versus DIY, well, damn it, WWE may even do a title change. Drew McIntyre was then in the back, and he had decided to watch the footage of CM Punk screwing him over last week. And he basically did that gif you sometimes see on the internet where he went, when he got really mad and he destroyed the television. I was a little bit like, Drew, I could have told you you would have reacted this way. It's like punching yourself in the face and then being confused why you have a bruise. That right. We didn't see him for the rest of the show either, which was kind of interesting, but we did get Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae coming to the ring. And look, this actually timed out very well, because I was like, Indy, why are you still hanging around with this guy? Well, we were about to find out. Because amazingly, Candice had fallen out online with Maxxine Dupri, because Candice didn't like the fact that she had dressed up like a hot dog. That's right. That's the story we were told. And this moment I realized, my gosh, I've never been this pleased. Goofy wrestling for life. I am going to throw a quick down in there, because even though this was utterly ridiculous, Michael Cole and Pat McAfee commentary basically just crapped all over this. They just kept taking the piss. And eventually was like, listen, if you're not going to take it seriously, I can't take it seriously. Because again, even though it is goofy wrestling for life, we have to pretend that we do care. So that's a lame down for me. Shouldn't really get it down. But it's getting it down. Sometimes I'm a nerd. Otherwise, Maxine was able to hit a crossbody and a fisherman suplex, which did look pretty good. But yeah, like I told you, we were about to get the first of two heel turns. Because yes, Candice has now corrupted the mind of Indy Hartwell. And as soon as Hartwell could do it, she was just distracting anyone. She was calling interference. And she booted Maxine right in the back, in the face, in the body, everywhere she possibly could. She fell down. LeRae thought, yes, this is the best thing ever. And even though she also held Ivy Knight back, the referee was like, well, you know what? I'm just going to count the three. Candice and Indy Hartwell won. I just realized I totally forgot to tell you that Ivy Knight was also in this match, because she had agreed that if Maxine wants to dress up like a hot dog, then that's what she should do. So don't you get mad at me in the comments. This is what happened. Now, to be honest with you, I do appreciate the time the WWE has put into this. And it's kind of like this weird side quest narrative we do get on Raw, but I am actually enjoying it. I mean, I have no idea what we do with Indi Hartwell and Candice LeRae. Now, they are mega heels, but I actually want to wait and see. Give it a that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Happy then just had another great video for Damian Priest as he told us he used to be homeless and now look at him, because he believed in himself, he has become the WWE champion. I do need to point out that if this wasn't the start of his babyface turn, then whoops, because it made me love the man. And I tell you, all of WWE's videos recently have been so damn good that when I put them into one little big ball, get up. It was well timed as well, because we did a King Cup to Priest and he was yelling at JD McDonough and Dominic Mysterio, saying, listen, I know that Rhea Ripley isn't here anymore, but you need to go out there and sort Andrade, and if you don't, I'm going to point at you some more. Now, Finn Balor was a little bit concerned, because he was like, wait a minute, why don't we care about the tag titles anymore that we lost at WrestleMania? And I can only presume that Damo isn't that bothered, because he now has the big belt. I foresee a problem. Balor also seems like he's a bit annoyed at Dominic as well, so we do need to keep our eye on this. When we had this great little bit with Chad Gable from earlier in the day, he was in the ring training with the Creeds, because he needs to be ready for Sami Zayn. So once again, the fact that WWE keeps presenting these kind of things that are outside the box just makes it feel like real sports. Goes to show the presentation should have changed years ago, but better late than never. But better never late. When everything we just talked about with the Judgment Day was proven, because it was Dommy Boy taking on Andrade, and the condom lost. Now, JD McDonough did try to help out here, because at one point Andrade was on the top rope, and he cast distraction. Then seconds after this, Dom found himself in the corner. He got smacked with the big knees. 1-2. Andrade then missed from the top rope when Mysterio tried for a suplex. But when he screwed that up, do you know what happened? They fought to the outside when Mysterio... Canadian Destroyer on the ring apron. Now, I checked this in my books. That's the hardest part of the ring. And it's most definitely attempted murder. He then tried for the 619 as well, but JD kind of flubbed that one up when Andrade went, hey, I have a terrible move for my DDT finisher. It's called the message. He hit him with it, and he got the three. Of course, the Judgment Day jumped him right after this, and I was like, huh, I wonder if Mr. Tranquilo does have any friends. But he does, and it was Ricochet. I was like, oh, yeah, you were feuding with the Day of Judgment recently. So now we're getting back to it. We also got told by the end of the night that we are going to do this tag team match in 7 days. Yeah, this was all right. It was kind of just there, but it was fine. Up. We then had a quick recap of everything that had gone down on SmackDown with the new bloodline. When Kathy Kelly went, hey, Jay, I would like to ask you about this. And this felt like the first tease of an Usos reunion, because he was like, man, Jimmy, even though I hate him, I told him to come with me. For now, though, he is going to have to defeat Finn Balor later when they do have a yeet off. But out came Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, because as we were told, they now hate Adam Pearce, Nick Aldis, and Ava Rain. And my dad definitely going to run out of buddies. And I did want some opponents here, and it was Caden Carter and Katana Chance. And I stared at this, like, totally confused. So I was like, wait a minute, neither of these teams ever win. What are we going to do? Basically, we were just going to let Piper Niffert run wild at them. At one point, she was just strangling Chance. But every time Green tagged in, she got totally murked, which is when Piper just destroyed Chance with this low cross body. And because Chelsea was the legal woman, she just pinned her. That was it. I mean, it must have gone about 3 minutes. Now, look, there was nothing wrong with this, and it was entertaining for what it was, so I will give it an up for effort. But in terms of trying to figure out where the hell this is going, it is going to get down. I mean, recently, Chelsea and Piper just come out, they mouth off, and then something happens. It's just a little bit weird. Doesn't really seem to have any kind of a story. Liv Morgan was then being interviewed, and my word, we may have stumbled across something here, because as soon as the microphone was in her face, she got booed. She also referenced this too, so I think she may be going heel, but she also made a great point. She's like, wait a minute, Rhea Ripley took me out. I was out for 8 months. Where was my sympathy then? She's right. So basically, Liv Morgan doesn't care about any of this, and her revenge tour is going to continue until she wins the Women's Championship. So she's basically Batman. If Batman wanted to become the Women's Champion, and he may do, I don't know what his goals are. We then got a big pop after this, which is not my new rap name, but instead, here came Cody Rhodes. My word, this man is so over. So there was no Bizarro World, even though we were in Canada, especially because Cody started talking in French. And I'll just tell you this, he didn't say much of anything, but WWE knows you got to get this man on the show. He does numbers. Now, to be fair, he finally did thank Seth Rollins. For anyone thought that was a story point, was proved totally wrong. And he was like, oh, I really appreciate what you did for me at WrestleMania. And as The Rock actually said in a social media video, if we're talking about the MVP of WrestleMania weekend, you probably do have to give it to Rollins. That man kicked out. Cody then also addressed the fact that the final boss had made this video, because in that, The Rock had been like, Cody, I'm going to make you bleed again. So Rhodes was like, fine, you can make me bleed. But you know what, Rocky? I'm going to make you bleed too. So in about a year's time, I expect them to have a blood off. I don't know what that is. He also really did insinuate the fact that The Rock is going to come back for multiple matches, so put that in your calendar. When it was like, yeah, I watched SmackDown, I saw Tama Tonga, so maybe we should ask Jey Uso about this. I was like, can we please just leave Jey alone? Cody was super pleased that Jey has become the number one contender, though, because, of course, he too helped him finish his story at WrestleMania. And because he is getting into it the Judgment Day, Rhodes was like, I will watch your back. When Jey turned around and said, nah, Uso, I got to do this by myself. And I was like, yeah, because that always works out really well. Rose did understood, though, and wished him well before he said, until we yeet again. I was like, oh my gosh, Cody Rhodes is making dad jokes. Can you please just marry me? It was also just the strangest way to set up Jey Uso versus Finn Balor. And bless this Finn. He distracted Jey with his entrance video. He jumped in from behind. The ref was like, well, you know what? I'm just going to let you fight anyway. Before they got into it as well, we had this quick Nia Jax interview. She basically said, I'm going to win the world championship because I think it's mine. And every time I defeat someone, they're mine too. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. That may have been 2 + 2 equals potato. Even though Finn did have the upper hand for a while, of course, Jey Uso finally did get back into this. And that's when we saw Damian Priest kind of making his way to the ring. And I'm sorry, he must have had an earpiece in Finn Balor's ear. Because as soon as that did happen, Balor was like, nope. He raked Jey right in the face. He did then run right into a super kick, although still went for the coup de grace. He totally missed. He got speared. He got hit with the Uso splash. And he lost. Like, man, Finn Balor, you having a bad 2024. Priest then finally got to the squared circle. And I was like, bro, you were totally late. And because this is super serious, they looked at each other. When, of course, the Judgment Day absolutely whooped Jey Uso's ass. Well, to be fair to him, he got out of this. He left the arena. And the camera followed him all the way outside. That was brilliant. It got even better too because he bumped into Sami Zayn, who was hanging out there playing Nintendo, when Sam was like, man, I can't wait for this main event because I was basically born in this area. When they hugged and Sami walked to the ring. So man, this entire segment gets an up. That is some tremendous production work. It also means that we got to our big main event for the Intercontinental title that was Chad Gable versus Sami Zayn. And I'm just going to tell you this. It was flabbing brilliant. Big Bronson Reed also went and yelled at Chad Gable before this, going, man, whoever wins this is going to have to face me. But Gable didn't care about that. And he got to the ring and these two just wrestled. Honestly, they're so good. It makes me mad. How do they do it? Gable was working over Sammy's leg early on because, of course, he does have the ankle lock in his pocket. When Sammy knocked him to the outside and he did a split-legged moonsault into that carnage. Man, they ain't playing around. We ain't in Canada's anymore, Toto. But then came back from the break and Chad Gable hit an at-the-large Olympic slam when quite rightfully Pat McAfee on commentary went, you know what? I'm going to give it 6 stars. cue the internet rage. Gable then moved to Berlin because he started busting out the German suplexes. And even though Sami Zayn is more of a French kind of a dude, two then started to bust out the German suplexes when Chad was doing German suplexes and Sami Zayn was doing German suplexes. And this went on for about 5 minutes. And to be honest, they could have done another five and I'd be like, Guten Tag, how's the voice? The worst one was the last one when Chad landed right on his head, which was when Sami Zayn went for that luva kick. But Gable rolled through that and he applied the ankle lock. And while I was like, there's no way Sami is going to lose the Intercontinental title this quickly, I tell you, I bit here, just because when you put these two people in the room, they make magic. Zayn also tried to reverse this into the sharpshoot for obvious reasons, but his ankle wasn't able to take it. When Gable went to the top rope, he missed a moonsault and instead transitioned into the ankle lock. I watched that three times and I was like, this is totally baffling. Somebody needs to explain it to me. Once again, I totally bought this tease. I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to have Sami lose. That just shows I am an idiot. And eventually Zayn wiggled out. He hit the haluva kick and he got the 1-2-3. And I tell you, he is just the most sympathetic baby face. This made me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. You got to go and watch it. Especially because right after this, Chad Gable finally decided he couldn't take any more and he absolutely went to town on Sami Zayn. That's right, we got the big heel turn as we predicted last week, and Raw went off air with Chad applying the ankle lock courtesy of Rita the Ring Post. And I don't think Rita knew anything about this. That's absolutely the right thing to do because we had to do something with Chad's character. He needed an extra edge. Not Adam Copeland, he's gone to AEW. So this is absolutely going to get an up. And now I'm so pumped to see where this goes because Sami is going to want his revenge. And we have Bronson Reed in the background. So it's a massive round of applause. And even though I've already said it, I'm saying it again. It is an up. Which brought us to the end of Raw, and I tell you, I thought this was such a good episode. I mean, maybe it's kind of helpful for me at the moment because I get to watch it live and react with the world, but it gets an up overall. WWE is still cooking after WrestleMania. Now, of course, please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe, and leave a comment below and let me know what you thought about last night's episode of Raw. Click the video on the screen, which is ups and downs, so smack it down, and thank you for bearing with me in these strange surroundings and scenarios. But like I say, the YouTube train never stops. So I'll see you throughout the week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.